Essex shoplifting offences reach record levels. A record number of shoplifting offences were recorded in Essex last year, new figures show. Some 11,720 shoplifting offences were recorded by Essex Police in 2023. That was up 25% from 9,392 crimes in 2022, and the highest since comparable records began in 2003. Across England and Wales, shoplifting crimes jumped a massive 37%, with 430,104 recorded in the year to December 2023, the highest in 20 years. James Lohman, chief executive of the Association of Convenience Stores, said the figures are likely to only represent a fraction of the true picture on shop theft, as the vast majority end up not being reported. Thieves are stealing on a regular basis without fear of apprehension, so it's essential that every police force in the country takes theft seriously, not least because challenging thieves is one of the biggest triggers for abuse of shop workers, he said. Crime and Policing Minister Chris Philip insisted the figures show communities are safer and our plan to cut crime and protect the public is working. He added, "We know there's always more to do. Earlier this month, we set out tough new action to clamp down on shoplifting, and through the Criminal Justice Bill, we are giving the police more powers to seize dangerous weapons. Essex Police, though, are working with retailers to bring offenders to justice. In the past 6 months across Essex, officers have made 706 arrests for shop theft. When retailers provide CCTV and witness statements quickly, people are speedily put before a magistrate's court, often the day after their arrest. Penalties can range from fines through criminal behaviour orders to jail sentences. Sergeant Christian Denning and the Specialist Business Time Team and the Specialist Business Crime Team work with retailers to encourage them to report shop thefts, assaults on staff and antisocial behaviour. Better evidence enables us to secure more charges against offenders, who then have to answer for their crimes in court," he explains. "In the past year, we've solved 700 more offences than in the previous 12 months. Where arrests have been made, business crime officers identify the most prolific offenders and the causes of their offending. All suspected shoplifters are tested for cocaine, crack cocaine and heroin when they are brought into custody under drug test on arrest scheme. Those testing positive are required to attend assessments with specialist drugs workers to see if they are suitable to attend a treatment course to help them beat addiction. The team can also seek similar requirements to be included in the terms of criminal behaviour orders imposed by courts on persistent offenders, where appropriate." Sergeant Denning says Essex Police currently has 58 criminal behaviour orders in place against persistent shoplifters, running for between 2 and 5 years. "We use criminal behaviour orders to try to break the cycle of reoffending," he explains. "We can do this by seeking to divert those who steal to fund their addictions towards drug and alcohol treatment programs. And we will ask the courts to include bans from certain stores or places as part of a behaviour order where we identify a pattern of behaviour. We want shop workers to be confident that they can be protected from people who abuse them. Through our Open for Business, Closed for Crime initiative, we highlight the costly effects of violent and abusive behaviour retail staff suffer day to day, emphasising to them the need to report this behaviour to us and what will happen when they do. The team provides specialist crime prevention advice for retailers and businesses to help them keep their stores and their staff safe and secure, and they work on initiatives to reduce the demand for stolen goods. One is Operation Peddler, where stores with off-licenses pledge not to buy stolen goods for resale in their stores. Sergeant Denning comments, "We are getting a good take-up for this scheme. We want to bring the illegal sale of stolen goods to the forefront of retailers' minds and reduce opportunities for thieves to sell their ill-gotten gains, which gives them less reason to steal in the first place. Staff know they can refuse people entry to their stores if they are up to no good. And by shops displaying our posters, it alerts thieves to the fact that not only will they not be able to get rid of the proceeds of their crimes, they will be reported to the police." But retail trade union Usdaw is deeply concerned by the police recorded crime statistics for 2023. They showed Bedfordshire up 14%. Cambridgeshire, 39%, Essex, 25%, Hertfordshire, 32%, Norfolk, 30%, Suffolk, 15%. Usdaw's own 2023 annual survey of over 5,500 shop workers found that 60% had suffered incidents of violence, threats, and abuse that were triggered by shoplifting and armed robbery. Paddy Lillis, Usdaw General Secretary, says, "Shoplifting is not a victimless crime. Theft from shops has long been a major flashpoint for violence and abuse against shop workers. Having to deal with repeated and persistent shoplifters can cause issues beyond the theft itself, like anxiety, fear, and in some cases, physical harm to retail workers. This 27% increase in shoplifting across the east of England as a whole is further evidence that we are facing an epidemic of retail crime, which is hugely concerning. The scale of assaults, abuse, and threats towards shop workers and extent of the retail crime epidemic has been a disgrace for many years. This has been made worse by police cuts and a failure to legislate to protect retail staff. Our members have had to wait too long for their voices to be heard and common sense to prevail."